This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Podcast. Hope you guys are all doing great today. For this episode for Tuesday, I wanted to just have a one-on-one jam session with you guys. I really wanted to talk a little bit about just motivation and how it's only temporary, and how I don't really like the word motivation, and how the whole entire industry talks a lot about like motivational motivator and all these sorts and everything like that. I feel like a lot of people have it the wrong way. In my own opinion, I feel that instead of motivation does fade out from time to time, goes ups and down. You always feel that kind of flow. You know, you'll always have their good days and their bad days. And for motivation, I feel that, you know, yeah, you're gonna get those highs, but you can't always depend on that. It's not very reliable. In my opinion, I think the thing that you gotta look at when you're changing your life is looking at your why, looking at your resolve, and the reason you want to do it, the reason you want to change, the reason what's going on in your current life to get you to a future goal for yourself. I think that's the best motivation on those off days as well too, because like it's definitely the thing to look at. Motivation, as you guys know, like, you know, for example, going to the gym, there are days where you don't feel like you want to do it, you don't feel like working out, you don't feel like it, right? Where let's say, for example, if you're training for a show, you kind of have to. There's a sense of resolve. There's a goal involved. There's something. People are counting on you. And you have to do this. You have to go. And the thing is, like, when you're changing your life, it's similar to that as well, too. When you're going to go change your life, there has to be a reason why. Not just because you want the money, just because you want the car or whatever it is. It's more about what's beyond that, right? There was a reason why you want the car, why you want the money, why you want that lifestyle, right? Is it because you want to impress somebody? Is it because you want to change your life for your family? Whatever the reason is, there's so many underlying reasons for you to go and take shape. And that, I feel like a lot of people need to take a look at that before they can even find the motivation. It adds on to the motivation, in my opinion. Motivation by itself is not sustainable, in my opinion. And so taking a look at that is super important, super key, and going about that is quite interesting. It's really diving down of how do you envision your life in the future, and then why do you want this life, right? For me, the biggest thing is freedom. You know, I want to have the freedom of just traveling to go wherever I want, and, you know, helping those in need, not worrying about money, right? Not worrying about money to go, let's just say, I've had moments in time where I've traveled around the world and I really wanted to share with them, you know, anything I could. I really wanted to help them out. I really wanted to do something, but I couldn't because I was budgeting for travel and we needed to take care, and I was working with a limited amount of money. And so it's the worst feeling when you want to help somebody but you can't. That's the most shittiest feeling you can have. And so the underlying reason is like, I don't want to be restricted. I want to be free of this, and I want to have this and just keep going at it, right? So like, it's like, this is a wonderful motivator to go and take shape and build your life for yourself. I would recommend for you to go and take a look at the reason why. You know, what does your future life look like? What does that ideal life look like, right? I'm out here standing outside and I'm just looking at the moon right now. And I'm just trying to, I'm always remembering why I do what I do. I want to be free. I want to be living wherever I want to, living, you know, let's just say living in Japan and see what that's like for 6 months and seeing what the locals do. I have a fascination for culture and different lifestyles, and I really wanted to dive into more of that. I can't be stuck here. So this is more motivation for me. And again, like, I've always wanted to build schools in the future. I've always wanted to go and help those in need if I so choose. And freedom to go, right? Like, that's a big thing for me. And so this is my underlying reason why I show up every single day. I be my best. And even on these tough times like this. Right now, like I said, I'm standing outside, I'm reflecting, I'm really looking at the moon, and I'm just reminded of like, okay, you know, there's a reason why you've chosen this road, and there's a reason why you're doing this. There's a reason why you're going out and go and risking it all and doing your best, and it's all rides down to this. But anyways, guys, I hope this episode helps you to think about your resolve, think about your reason, and always focus on that. And then plus, having the motivation along the way is a bonus. But motivation by itself is not enough, in my opinion. And that's one thing that everybody has to know and accept. Again, hope this helps, guys. I'm going to get off, sign off. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know this is a very short episode on Tuesday, but you know what? It's a thought of mine. I really wanted to share all the things that I've learned personally myself, and I'm always trying to learn and improve myself over and over again. If you guys have any questions or anything like that, give me an email. Give me a shout out. Paul at paulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatpaulatp I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.